Okay, we are on Ayin Zayin of the days, top line, last word. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman. Halachan Shalom Nadarim, you can be Shayel on Nadarim, remove Nadarim. By maid, standing, Yechidi, yourself, Balayla at night. Ube Shabbos, Ube Kreidim. Okay, five halachas. Standing alone, if you're in Mumcha, Laila, Shabbos, Kreidim. Bapilo Haylam Pnaimi by Jain, that's going on Shabbos. That even if you had time to do it before, you can do it on Shabbos. Check the Gemara. I made. Tanya Yard Gamliel Menachemar, the story of Mitzechus Eridan, where Gamliel got down of the donkey, and his atev, and he wrapped himself around the Yashav, and he sat down, the Hitler Nidra, it was Matir and Ezra. That means he felt he had to sit. Right? He took it rather seriously, but his atev. And here it's saying, you can do it I made. And for the Gemara, this is Rav Nachman. And for the Gemara, the Gamliel Saba, the Rosh Mitzvah is, and Paitzcha Mecharata. The Gamliel holds, you need Pesach. And since you need Pesach, Me'ikra need the Be'inan. So you have to approve the Netter, Mi'ikara, right? You have to find the reason why the Netter was never a Netter. Boy, you need, and you have to be Me'ayin. Yehachi Yashav, that's why he sat. Meaning, Pesach makes it more like a din, and therefore, you can't do it haphazardly while you're doing other things. And it's mamish needs Ian to make sure you get the right Pesach. Rav Nachman Sarva ain't Paitzcha Becharata. Nachman holds Charata is enough. All you have to hear is the guy changed his mind and he's upset he ever did it. That's what Charata has to be. Nafulim Umad, even if he's standing.
What do what Poschim mean?
We remove. That's all it means in here. It means remove. Dr. Rash, Rav Gamliel Sarva ain't Paitzcha Becharata. El Tzarech Limtzai Pesach. You have to find a netter that there is a reason he would have never made it. But a dayan is misatev because it's a serious business. Chazit right. Something about
that. Misatev means to wrap.
Wrap himself. What do you mean that? A person wraps himself up when he's doing serious things. Whether you put your talus on. Misatev batitzis. Misatev is a way to show that you're not doing something haphazard, you're sitting down and concentrating and you're involved. You don't, when you sit down to do something, you don't put on your jacket and hat. You don't put on something that shows that you're doing something serious. That's what misatev means. Literally means wrap. But what is he wrapping himself for?
Is he wrapping his cloak?
That's, again, it shows that this is a serious business. Exactly. Judges are misatev before they judge.
His robes. Judge room.
No, he didn't have judge robes in those days. They put on something to show it's serious. Let's not add to what the Gemara says. Even Rabbeinu Artscroll doesn't mean judge robes. Something Gemara by Tamil Rabbi Rav Nachman. Chazim Mar Haim Rabbanon Dasim Mar Rabbam. They and the do you see this Rabbanon? One of the Rabbanon who came from Eretz Yisrael. The Amr is Dakikle Rabbanon Lebrei Rabuna Bar Avin. The Sharele Nidre. Rabbanon Ramatur Neder for the son of Rabuna Bar Avin. Right, they izdakukulei means they make themselves available. I don't know how he translates it literally, but that's what it means. Sure. And the sharalei nidre to rematur is neder, and after the rematur is neder, the amilei zilu bayi rachmi on avshach. Go daven for yourself. The chatos because you sinned. The 20 ravzei mevachmi drav safra kolanoi dravpi shemekaymai ikra chayte. Somebody makes a neder even though he's mekaymai, it's called the chayte. Amar Zid Mikra, Kisach Dalindar, Leia Bechachet. Allah Kadalta, Ikechet. But if you make a netter, that is considered a chet, and therefore go down for yourself. Dr. Ash.
This has nothing to do with if you need Harun.
Nothing to do, well, Pashtus not.
Yes,
correct.
Yes, you're saying?
I hear you, Rod and Claire. Yes, you're right. Chazim Ahaim Rabbanon, Mahakamahim Akpidim Aludorim, Zaydrin Adorim. You see how much they're Makbid. He came and said that in Eretz Yisrael, this is what they do. They tell somebody to go daven because he made it as a netter. How can you see the Matthias is right? Now, the kasha. Question is, if he's matter the netter, why isn't that tshuva? He obviously removed the netter. So if he removed the netter, he did tshuva. So why does he have to go daven on himself? He did tshuva already. Made a mistake, made a netter, he removed it. He wasn't over it. He removed it. He didn't stay with the netter. He removed it. So why does he have to go daven for himself? This is the kasha they ask. Different terutzim are said. I'll mention one, and that makes the child to this sugya. That there's a difference if you're matur and neder with a Pesach or with a Charata. gematria neder was a Pesach, then the neder never happened, right? It's as if the neder never happened. Both ways, it's like the neder never happened. But one is saying it was a literal mistake to begin with. And one is saying it was not a mistake, I just regret. So memela, it's not the same amount of tshuva. If you say that the neder was a mistake to begin with, that could be maybe that you're in a chanami. There he might not have to daven for himself. But if it's only karata, he hasn't changed his mind, me kara, he wishes he never made it. It is also a level of tshuva, but there you have, again, other achranim say you daven for yourself anyway. Even with tshuva, you have to daven for yourself. That's the Gemara right. Now, the next Gemara. Okay, let me just, the next Gemara is not so sure. The Gemara afterwards has three pshatim. Tanya. Somebody tells his wife, call the darim shetaduri. All the nadarim that you make, he after shetaduri. I don't want you to make those nadarim. Or ain't the nether, or it's not a nether. This is the Gemara is entering now, a new sugya. How exacting we are, how careful we are, that the words give over the message of what's being done. And by hafara, hafara does not mean I'm removing your nether, mefreya. Hafara means I'm coming in and I'm canceling your nether right now. There's no seichel to it. There's no regret on the nether. The lady loves the nether. She would love to keep it for all we know. Nobody asks her opinion. Nobody gets involved with her. The husband comes along and says, done, finished, from now and on. Therefore, saying, I don't want you to have a nether, that doesn't mean anything. You didn't say, done. You didn't block it. You said, I don't want you to. Fine, there's a lot of things I don't want in life to happen. Efchitaduri is not a lashon of afara. Or, ain't a nether. It's not a nether. It is a nether. You can cancel it, but don't say it's not a nether. It is a nether. Whatever club. However, by kiyum, you don't need such an exact lesson. Because by keeping quiet, it's also a kiyum. Kiyum means a lack of hafara. Yes, by keeping quiet, you need a day. That's because you have a right of hafara for that day. Kiyum just means that I wasn't mefer. So any language that implies I'm not mefer is a kiyum. I don't have to have an exact language for kiyum. The letter is there. All you need is that you're not mefer it. So at the end of the day, you're not mefer it, becomes mekuyum about yourself. And if you're mefer during the day, if you're mekayim during the day, you no longer can be mefer. Let me just finish. Again, hekesh doesn't work for everything. We went through this already. It works for something to this. It's a language issue. Why should it make a difference in language, that hekesh? I'm being mekayim.
No, I'm saying, just like by, it's exactly what I'm saying. Just like by kiyum, you don't have to have exact. Let that be Megala by Hafara.
You can't, because Hafara works differently than Kiyam. That's exactly it. Kiyam doesn't need an action, really. It means I wasn't made for it. That's all you need. You only need a lack of Hafara for the Netter to be Mekuyam. The Netter is there. You don't have to strengthen the Netter. It's standing on its own. You're just not removing it.
We did say earlier that if you can't do it prior, you can't say all of the Dharma that you're going to be in Kuyam. You don't need a Lashon.
That has nothing to do with Lashon. That has because the Netter is not there yet. You can't be Mekayim something you don't mean it the rest said. You don't be Mekayim all of the Dharma.
This is talking about post Netter?
This is post Netter.
Okay.
This is both post Netter. He said to his wife, after she made the Netter, I don't want the Dharma. Well, it's not a Netter. That's not a Torah.
Sounds like it's earlier. Call the term just the duri that you
want. Okay, so that's a very good point. And therefore, the Ritva changes the gears that you call to Dharm Shinadarta. That's what he says. And other Rishayim say that even though it says Siduri, it means past tense. You're 100% right. The Rishayim point that out. I'm sure Rabbeinu Artskol must say that.
You know, he says, interesting. It seems like that you vow. Does that mean? No.
He's being careful. You know, he's being very careful. It means past. He has, Yavva Sisav Ein Kamaitcha. He says, you're great. Or there's no one like you. I would have made the netter for you. Zvarim Kayavim. He never said I agreed to the netter. But all these things are implying that he's agreeing to the netter. Implications are good enough for our Kama. Implications are not good enough for our Faro. Now, we're going to see this is very, very difficult as we go along. But now, it's still understandable easier. Dr. Rush. To be Mekayim, let me explain something. A not married lady, she doesn't need Kiyum. A man, he doesn't need Kiyum. A neder is Mekuyim. The neder itself takes care of itself. It doesn't need a positive. As long as it doesn't have a negative, it doesn't need a positive. The positive is just to make sure you don't do a negative. A neder is strong enough on its own. A man makes a neder, nobody has to second it. A woman makes a neder and she's not married, nobody has to second it. A woman makes a neder that's married doesn't have to be seconded, as long as her husband doesn't nullify it. Hafara is exeris hakasa. Here comes the husband, and he comes along and he cuts off the neder. So there you have to follow the exact rules of exeris hakasa. The karat kashir memufalechi. Abul inyan hakama dafilish tikam beyalas shaster kalayoy. They keep quiet. Kiyum nami ma'al b'chol lashon. That is one shot. Dr. Ross, why is there a difference that by Afara we're being more exact than by Hakama? It's because by Afara you're using Exeris HaKasov, whereas by Hakama, of course it's Exeris HaKasov that you can be Mekayim and you can't be made for afterwards. But basically, you don't have to do what you're doing. You can just leave it alone and it stands on its own. Inami. Dr. Rush, or Lahaki Baina Davka Mufalechi, they lit the Chiluk ben Afar Sabal Lataras Chacham. There has to be a distinct difference between what the husband's doing and what a Chacham does. And we're going to run into this a number of times in the coming Gemara. That Chachamim are removing the netter retroactive. They have no right to cancel a netter now. This time never give them that right. They can only come along and say, the netter was a mistake. And we remove it. It was either a mistake because you regretted it, or it's a mistake because you didn't know a fact. But it's a mistake. They have no right to come along and say, we are canceling your netter. Excuse me, you have no right to cancel a netter. A husband has no right to remove his wife's netter retroactively. He's not removing it retroactively. Who's he? Teretz is, the Teretz gave him a right, he can cancel his netter. So we have to be very exact that a husband do what he's supposed to do, and a chacham does what they're supposed to do. And therefore, if they use the same language, they're saying, I'm doing something else. If the husband says, I'm being matur your netter, it doesn't work. He can't be matur your netter. I means mefer, so say mefer. If you say matur, you're trying to do something that you're not qualified to do. You can't be matur your wife's netter.
What's the chacham do? He doesn't go afreya?
Yeah, he's matur. He's removing it from afreya.
If a woman was to make a netter that she's not going to eat apples, and her husband doesn't hear it until 2 weeks from now, she ate the apples within those 2 weeks.
Chai Malkus. Whereas if she goes to Bezen and removes it, she won't get Malkus. Bezen removes it. Never happened. Husband does not remove his wife's netter. He cancels it. It's a big difference. And therefore, we have to be very exact in the terminology. Ain't that neder sounds like a Torah. Again, the Torah gave the Baal a right. That's his right, and that's all his right is. Again, logically speaking, she's an adult. She makes a neder. Why should anybody have a right over her?
Well, she's subjugated to the Baal.
Again, you want to give me the reason for the Xeris HaKasov? Fine. Right? She shoots somebody, he can't undo it, right? She made a neder. Again, I'm not saying that there's no logic behind it. But the Torah made Xeris HaKasov. Logically, we would have done nothing. Adas Bailah, by the way, doesn't work. Pashtus. It's because the Torah gave me the Xeris HaKasov, I add the Suar of Adas Bailah.
Rebbe said that a Chacham, even after she violated the Netter, would take away the Malchus?
Yes. Never happened to Netter. Never. Now, that doesn't mean upstairs they're not holding something against her. Maybe they are, I'm not upstairs. Down here, the netter never happened. As far as now is concerned, the netter never happened. We removed it. It's gone. They lit the chiluk, they not far as habal, la taras chokham. Not far as bal, mikar labab. The loy tam, to my asbrisi hafer. right? He broke my breath. No logic to that. V'achi gesinim b'yushalmi d'perkin. V'bevo v'ayim b'shem n'b'yachinim. Habal sh'amra ein kan neder, ein kan shuah. L'yamra klum. There is a neder, there is a shuah. Can't say there is none. V'zakin sh'amra mufalach, batalach l'yamra klum. Ezeke ho'chasvay, v'zeke ho'chasvay. Each one has to do what they're authorized to do. Habal ha'im ha'mufalach, batalach, v'zakin ha'im ha'ein kan neder, ein kan shuah. Which, by the way, how can you mitar mach? How can mechum mach? How can shuah mach? Ein kan lo neder v'lo shuah v'lo chayim. Where do you think it comes from? That's where the nusach comes from.
How about charata?
Mikara.
No, charata. Like there was the charata.
Charata only works for mikara. They have to say, "I'm sorry, I ever made the neder."
Oh, yes, it would be
karma. Yeah, if it's not charata mikara, it doesn't work with anybody. We had that back in the third period. Harata has to be, I'm sorry I ever made it. Not, I'm now sorry, I'm happy I made it, and I'm now sorry. That can't be matzah. Even if you all paisach in harata, it has to be a harata to mikara. We had that, I believe, on Chabez and his base. Okay, now we go to the next Gemara. And this next Gemara has three pshatim in the Rosh. Zog to Gemara. We don't want a husband using the same terminology on Shabbos that he would use during the week. I'm going to read six lines in the Gemara, and nobody will understand the word by the time I'm finished, which is fine, because there's no way to explain any part of the Gemara without explaining the whole Gemara. So let's try again. Can't do that. He tells her, eat and drink. And that means the neder is batel by itself. Okay? We have no explanation yet. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the tzarek she batel b'libay. But in his heart, he has to say mufer lechi. He has to think mufer lechi and tell her, take it, eat it. Tanya, I'm going to read two more lines. B'shamay ayrim, b'shabbos mevatul b'libay, b'choyel maitzi b'svasa. During the weekday, we don't allow bitul b'leiv, right? We make you say it. B'shamay ayrim, echadzeh mevatul b'libay, v'ein tzarech l'haitzi b'svasa. So now we have three Gemaras that have to be reconciled. First, the Gemara started off and saying that on Shabbos, first it said you have to say mufer lechi. That was the Gemara before. You can't just say EFC to the Duri and Kaneter. But now the Gemara says you can say take it and eat it. Right? And then Rabbi Yechanan says, but that doesn't work unless you're made for believe. At least it sounds that way. And then the Gemara brings the Machlokes Bisham and Bisul, whether it works during the weekday or it doesn't work during the weekday. So we have to make sense out of these three Gemaras. There's going to be three Shatim in the Rosh. We'll take the first shot, we'll take the second shot, and then we'll meet Rabbi Kohn's Rabbi Mubik, Rabbi Yezim Imetz. Dr. Rush. Goyim Adam Leishta B'Shabbos Mufalechi Meifalechi Gedar Shem Elabachoyim. Shitzarek L'Shanois. He has to change. May cover Shabbos. Eloim Elatli Ba'achli Plevishti. Take it, eat it. Take it and drink. We're not finished yet. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. V'tzarek Shivatum Alibay. U'masnisa D'Ktani Gedar Shem Elabachoyim. The brayta that we just had that said, do not talk like you're doing in the weekday. The mashma b'chol boy yamira. That means in the weekday, you have to say it. That's what it said. Don't say on Shabbos like you say it b'chol. That means in the weekday, you have to say it. Hachi kama. In ba loyme b'shabbos, lo yoymer k'derech shul ragu loyme b'chol. If he says it on Shabbos, don't use the common words that are used in the weekday. B'wad in the b'chol nami ain't sir.
Tell me where it might. Just don't think I have. I think this is too, just the far end of one.
Right over here.
It went up?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Right. The Amar Rabbi Yechon of Yitzhak Shivatu Belivai. Umasnisa Diktani Kedach Shayim Elav Achayel. And the Brisa that says, don't do it like, by the way, your chavrus is upstairs. Yeah. Don't do it like the, do it in the weekday. The mashma, the b'chayel, boy, amira. That's mashma, that the weekday you need to say it. Hakei kama. In ba'al loyme b'shabbat, lo yoyme k'derek shu ragu loyme b'chayel. If he says it on Shabbat, should not say it like he usually says it on the weekday. But we will see. But who adin, the b'chayel nami ain't tzarech amira. It's no different Shabbos and Chayel according to Beis Hillel, which is the way Rebbe Shalom Paskud. Since usually a person tells his wife, how would the woman know? So usually he turns to his wife and he says, lady, goodbye, it's over, I canceled it. So therefore during the week, you usually tell your wife. On Shabbos, when you inform your wife that you've been made for, you inform your wife by telling her to take it and eat it. So what the Rosh is saying is, Rabbi Yechon is explaining, really, you don't have to say the words Mufaleshi. You can say in your heart, Mufaleshi. Hafara works believe. In your heart, you canceled your wife's neder.
How does she know?
So you have to tell her. But you don't. Telling her is not the Hafara, this Pshat Naraj. Telling her is the information. She won't know. So you have to tell her. So during the week, you tell her the same way you did it in your heart. In your heart, you said, I'm canceling it. I'm made for it. So you tell your wife, I'm made for your netter. Right? You're informing her what's going on inside. The hafara happens, believe by. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. There's no need for dibur of hafara. You can be made for in your heart. But then she won't know. So what you do is now you're an information. I am informing you that I was made for your netter.
You have to say made for her?
During the week, no. In your heart, you have to say mefer. In your heart, you have to think, I am canceling the netter. By the way, it can be said in English also.
I understand, but we just had, before we started this, we had this whole thing that said, by how far you have to say how far.
In your heart. Just add the words, in your heart.
We didn't say that. We said
we didn't say anything.
We said, Lushin has to be exactly a foro.
Now we're saying...
We're changing that?
No, we're not. The lesson in your heart has to be a foro. Just add the words in your heart.
Is it hard if he says, I'm mater?
It doesn't work. If he says, ain't got netter in his heart, it doesn't work. In his heart, he has to say, I'm mater.
No, what he's trying to say is, he's
I know exactly what he's trying to say.
In his heart, he said, ain't got netter.
It doesn't work.
To his wife, he said, it's a foro.
That would work because he was made for Bedibur. It was Bedibur also. It doesn't have to be made for Belibai. He can be made for Bedibur.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he can do it Behar Belibai. He doesn't need to say it. Going to the first shot of the rush. Going to the first shot of the rush. Hafara is done, could be done Belay. The Dibur is only necessary to inform the form. So therefore, on Shabbos, be made for believe, the same way you're made for the weekday. The information can be passed on using different words. Instead of using the word mufalaychi, which is what you would use during the week, because that's the word you used in your heart. On Shabbos, tell her go eat, which means you obviously were made for believe. The whole dibur is just for information's sake, the Rosh is saying. It's just to say, I was made for it. The Hafara takes place in my heart. I can take the Hafara of a Dibur too. But I don't need Dibur. Dibur is just to let you know. If she could read your heart, if she had a way, if AI made it that people could read people's hearts, then you wouldn't have to say it anymore. If there would be a new technology, by the way, that technology exists in Shemaya. Person's going to get up in Shemaya, they're going to play his Makshava.
Oh.
They're going to play it all out. It's going to be on the video. Not only will you hear action in Dibur, but you'll see Machshava also. Well, they have that technology. Yeah, the person responsible is Machshava. So they're gonna. This technology exists. It didn't come down to this world yet. It might never come down to this world, but the technology exists. If I would have told you 40 years ago that there'll be a technology that people can, you can record Dibur with pictures, this together, make videos, they would have thought you're crazy. Terence is, they developed it. So upstairs, they developed a new technology. By the way, they didn't develop, they had it ready from the B'nai Olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a technology that when he plays back your video of your life, there's a whole video, 3D, it's a whole thing. It's like a, and they strip popcorn. It's almost like a whole thing. And then when they do that, they also play your machshava.
Yeah, but please tell us that the machshava will not be as severe as the
deep. Depends, the Gemara says. Third time of the Aveira, second time of the Aveira, Aveira Zara, not Aveira Zara. Machshava Ra, not machshava, it's going to be bad. A lot of machshava titles will come out. And by the way, they have a new technology, they have a technology there also. What happens when a guy does tshuva? So all of a sudden, the act deletes. It changes from shmeizah to shaygig. It changes from Aveira to mitzvah. They have a whole system there. It's a much more modern, updated technology than we have down here. They by the way, it's been existing for 5,785 years, that technology. Just didn't come down here, the dribs and drabs. Yeah. I am a Haman believer. That's Ruach HaKadosh. Why is that Ruach HaKadosh? Anyway, so back to the Rush. Dr. Rush, so therefore, since Dibur, you don't need Dibur. Dibur is informational. So therefore, you like, hey, right. You can do it in its heart, so why bother telling her anything? You're right, Tlivakli is information. So basically, according to the first shot in the rush, there's three pshatim in this rush. First shot in the rush holds, bitul can be done, hafara is done belay, could be done belay. The dibur is only for information. During the week, you use the same washing you used in your heart. So why not tell the woman the same lashon? On Shabbos, we don't want you to use that lashon. We want to covet Shabbos. Just tell her, go and eat. If you tell her, go and eat, obviously, you're not telling her to do an aveira. So you must be telling her, I was made for it in my heart.
Yes, but, you know, according to this, this is information. It's written, it's fine.
Okay, yes. On Shabbos, we don't write, but you're
clear. I'm saying,
yes. You're clear. You're 100% right. Inami, Zog Darash, a second shot. Totally different shot. Not totally. Look to the Beshamai Besil Kohi, Ahacha the Amar Latliva Achli. Umilta the Rabbi Echon and Aska Kula Alma. You can do Hafara Belave. You can do Hafara Belave. But you can't, you need, along with the Hafara Belave, you need some kind of Dibur. But you don't need the same level Dibur as you would need if you didn't do Hafara B'Lev. Tliva Achli can help together with Hafara B'Lev. Hafara B'Lev by itself does not help. You need a Hafara B'Lev with some kind of Dibur. So Beisil holds, you can do that all week. I can be made for B'Lev and say Tliva Achli, not for informational sake, but that's the finishing of the Hafara. Without Lev, I have to say Hufa Lechi. With Lev, in my heart, I say Mufalechi, and I have a Dibur also, because the Torah wants you to speak, not just for information's sake, but to make it work. On Shabbos, they want you to use Tlivalechi, not Mufalechi. But if you use Tlivalechi during the week, according to Bezil, it would work too. The Shammai says, we don't allow for that during the week, only on Shabbos. That means basically, Bishamai agrees, they just say on the week, we want more. Don't read it inside. Dr. Rush. Look to the Beishamai Besil Koi Hachid Amel Tzliva Echi. Hachli. Umilson Rabbi Echen Asik Kula Alma. Ava Hechid Lomer Tzliva Echi. Lemahani Afar Abalei. Even Rabbi Echen holds it doesn't work by itself. It's not just for informational sake. Ela Im Tzliva Echi. Mahani Afar Abalei Vle Beishamai Beishabas. Ule Beisil Avila Bechel. So going to the second shot, Lave does not work by itself. First shot said, Lave works by itself. Speaking is information. Second shot says, no. Speaking is a necessity. Except with Lave, you don't need so much speaking according to Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says on Shabbos, we agree. On Bechayah, we want more. It's a rabbinic requirement.
You know what's interesting is that you're saying it in an automatic way. You know? People, you don't talk. What does that mean?
Club.
Yeah. Here? I think you can't, if you say something,
you mean it? Everybody says what they mean?
It must have come from your heart.
No, no. Right. Reb Lazer Mimitz Peres.
They did this by Shabbos, but a different madrega that you should be meper on Shabbos?
You could be meper. We don't want you to use the same language. Cover Shabbos.
Meper, what you just said, or are you talking about go ahead and do whatever?
He said, use the language, go and eat, if you're meper in your heart. But we don't want you to say meper because it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you don't use that language. That's what it's a cover
Shabbos.
We're not talking about Hatara now. It's a totally different mechanism.
But why is one and not the other?
I don't know. I don't know.
To
I know. You know. I understood.
I don't mind.
No.
I don't know what I'm saying.
He just bugged you out. He said he's saying without knowing what he's saying. So he just said you can talk without having to tell you that far believe.
It's an important thing. The point I'm saying is that what I'm going to say now. No, but I just said a very important thing just now. What were you saying?
Okay, let me go on. You'll tell me later. I really have to go. Something to watch a third shot. Okay, and I'm going to speak it out outside. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, lave doesn't mean lave. Lave means you whisper it. Nobody hears you. And he brings a raya. The Gemara says, you shouldn't bench Birkas HaMazon B'Liboy, but if you did it, you're Yaitza. It's a Gemara and Brachas. So, according to that Gemara, what does that mean? I can bench in my heart? Of course not. It means don't bench it low that nobody can hear you. You just whispering it. Say it louder. But if you bench B'Liboy, which means without raising your voice a little bit, you're yaitza. Tarek shashmi Allah aznav, ain't tarek shashmi Allah aznav, tugyum brachas. This is what it's saying. So Zokter Rablazmi Mitz, beliboy doesn't mean beliboy. Beliboy means whispering it. And you can be my vernadarim with whispering it. And then you inform your wife, Zokter Rablazmi Mitz, that liba achli lab afari. Liba achli is not afara. Eladiyah shahava beliboy. Sounds like the first shot. The Abakora, my own Rabbi Yechim, Sarah Shabbat, the Beliboy. He was not my Beliboy, actually, but by the Chasha Beliboy, I got my co-signed it. Once you said it, don't you think it? She hey, Mufer, Shayna writes the Lachil of Ever Asala. Elevadai, I got no Lehavi Afora. Lekach, Omar, Rabbi Yechim, Sarah Shabbat, the Beliboy. Kloimar, she yoimar Beliboy Muferlech. I will be Swasa of Layoiti Bekora. He says it, but he has to say it. No heart. Heart means saying it, but nobody hears it. So you were made for b'dibur. He ha he the perik hayakayre leivarach birchas hamazon b'libay b'mberich yatsa. What does that mean? The hainu hishabirach v'lo hishmielah. That's Reb Lezer Mimitz. You have to say hafara. You can't be made for b'leiv. And Tliva Achli is not a second half of a Hafara, like the second shot. And Lev doesn't work like the first shot, that Tliva Achli is only information. No. You have to say Mufalechi. You have to say Mufalechi during the week. And you have to say Mufalechi during Shabbos. And you have to say it. And there's no way to be made for a netter without saying the words Mufalechi. You can say Mufalechi, whisper it. And then on Shabbos, you can say Tliva Achli, which means you were made for it already. Or in the weekday, you would tell her Mufalechi. Might as well tell her what you said low, you'll tell her loud.
What is Tli for?
What? Tli is information.
Oh, so the last part is when you speak out loud, it's only informational.
Correct. But the difference between Rav Lezer Mimitz and the first shot is what does believe by me?
So you sing it, you're whispering it.
Right.
And you're whispering it that.
That's not far off.
Whispering it now, is she hearing it?
No, nobody hears it. You don't hear it yourself. You ever hear of Loi Hishmiel Aznav?
That's a good Shema.
And the Gemara brings this Gemara, Brachas Hamas. On that Gemara in Brachas of Shema, the Gemara brings a Raya from Brachas Hamas that you can be Yaita without hearing it. And the Gemara calls it Belibai. Again. Birkas HaMazon is a derisa.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Everything else can be said.
I'm not getting about. We're not learning. We're learning about Brachas HaMazon one day, maybe. We'll worry about it. Now we're learning Hilchos Nedarim. Here we go again. We're not learning Hilchos Men Esrei now.
That was my next question.
No, we're listening to what he's saying.
I'm saying is we're learning Masechtas Nedarim. We're only talking about Nedarim. All the Rabbeinu Lezer Mitz wants to do, your Rebbe Mubik, Rabbeinu Lezer Mitz, all he wants to do is show you that Beliboy doesn't mean no Tibor. That's all he wants to show from there.
It's hard to believe that just whispering it. You have to say it to her anyhow. Well, what do you get out of the deal? What do you get out of the deal?
Can I ask you a stupid question? By Shema, what do you get out of whispering it?
It's between you and Hashem.
So, Mufalechi, you said it. It's done. Who says she has to hear it? Who told you she has to hear it?
Well, she doesn't hear it. Guess what?
So that's information. Once you were made for it, you passed the information. I was the first shot in the rush. That you're made for believe by. How did you understand that? That Afora works by thinking it.
Oh, you mean you have to tell her anyhow? For it. I mean, if she's able to read your mind, or your heart, you would have made it. The same thing, except you have to
exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe reread the Gemara points or plus the myth because this fuss of me with by Shama Bitalo. Now, what is that talking about? Informational or is it
no? Well, yes and no. Let me explain. The Shabbos Mevatel Belibai and tell us Libachli, just for information's sake. B'chol, Maitzi B'tzvasav, we want you to inform her by using the words you used in your heart. On Shabbos, we want a difference. And Beis Hillel says, even the weekday, you can rely on saying Libachli. Beis Shammai would like you to say more during the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I understand what I was going to say. The reason you have to change the Dibur is because of that issur of saying things you can't do. Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand it, but I'm not going to get involved.
Yes, I knew that story.
Yeah.
It's not saying that it's Muslim. It's just not using the same word. It's
informing her that you were made for already.
Right, so in other words, you don't tell anything further than Kli
B'Achli. Exactly, according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, during the week you do. Yeah. Rabbinic requirement. They want more. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, again, yeah, second shot in the rush. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm not sure the difference between Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Beis Shammai has a chumrah. That during the week, they don't want you to rely on the bare minimum. They want you to tell her the words of Mufalechi. Even though Shabbos, it's not necessary, which means in essence, it's really not necessary. The rules don't change in the Torah from Shabbos during the week. It doesn't change between Shabbos and during the week. It's just Rabbanan, according to Beis Shammai, the Rabbanan have a chumrah. That during the week, they want more. It's not biblical, because biblically speaking, what works on Shabbos works during the week. The Torah did not write any psukim making Shabbos different. The Rabbanan came along and decided they want to make Shabbos different. And Beis Hillel said you can do it during the week too. On Shabbos, we want you to do it that way. We don't want you to use Mufalechi. Beis Shammai is saying two things. On Shabbos, we don't want you using Mufalechi. And in the weekday, we don't want you using Kli V'Achli. And Beis Hillel is saying, weekday doesn't bother us either way. Shabbos, we don't want to Mufalechi. Covered Shabbos. Fine. So there's three shots in the rush. First shot is, how far it works to believe. Not a word. The whole information, all telling her anything is informational. The Shabbos would like you to tell her the information one way, and they still doesn't care how you give her the information. The second shot in the rush is, no. How far is half, the believe is half of it. The other half can be done with Kli V'Achli. Beis Shammai saying, on Shabbos we don't want to use that, on the weekday we don't want to use that mechanism. And Beis Hillel says yes. But according to the second shot, Kli V'Achli is part of the Hafara. And the third shot of the Lezer Mimitz is, similar to the first, that you can do a belay, but he holds belay means something else. You have to say it. There is no belay, you have to say it. Now, no. You inform her afterwards. But instead of the first shot saying you don't have to say it, the third shot is saying you have to say it. And believe just means that nobody hears. Right, exactly. Now, I'm throwing this in, and then I'm going to delay it for 2 days. There's a bright sun that Ayin Tassam and Aleph that says, Mufra Beliboy Aina Mufra, that Afara doesn't work belayed. That seems to contradict Rabbi Yochanan. So these three pshatim will come into play when we get to that brisa and Ayin Tassam and Aleph.
That's very good.
Again, that's what we're going to learn over there. That, I'm telling you, Ayin Tassam and Aleph, Rabbi Lazar Mimit, seems to be simple, right? Okay, until we get to the rush there. But I'm just saying that, just remember that in the back of your mind, that we're not saying goodbye to this. We will meet it again in Ayin Tassam and Aleph. Nothing about Ayin Tassam, Rabbi Yochanan. Chacham Shamer Belashon Baal, Baal Shamer Belashon Chacham Lehmer Klum. A Chacham that says it the way the Baal says it means the Chacham tells her Mufra Lechi, or Baal tells her Mutra Lechi, like Amr Klum. Didn't say a thing. Look, Trashi. Chacham Shamer Belashon Baal, Belashon Afara Lehmer Klum. The Afara Mashma Mikano Labba. But like Tom, there's no reason for Afara. Kamai Bez Brisi Hafer. There's no Tom. Somebody's trying to get in. He has to get in this side. The Chaim Baal Shomer Belashon Atara. You want to go open the door for him? Chaim Baal Shomer Belashon Atara. Lo Yomer Klum. He didn't say anything. They lit in Chiluk. They Hafaras Baal Ataras Chacham. To make a difference between Hafaras Baal and Ataras Chacham. That's what it says. That means the Torah is telling you two different mechanisms. Dr. Gemar Beit. The Tanya. Says Zeh Hadavar. This is the thing, Ashetiv Hashem. This is written in Parshas Matos. By Daber Moshe Rosh Matos of Bnei Yisrael, Zeh Adavar Ashetiv Hashem. What's Zeh Adavar? Hashem commanded a lot of things. What's Zeh Adavar? HaChochem Matir, Ve'im Baal Matir. It's telling me Zeh Adavar. We learn how to Atar Nedarim here also. And by the way, how do we see Atar Nedarim in the Torah? Torah never mentions Atar Nedarim. The Gemara in Hagiga tells us that there's one hint in the Torah Tatar Tadar. It says, well, Yachol Dvara, you can't break your word, but others can break your word for you. Well, Yachol Dvara, Avrachayrim Meichlubay. That's the whole source of Tatar Tadar. It's written in this parsha. Iski Nidin Lashem, Aishav Eshua, Lesh Yisra Navshay, Well, Yachol Dvara. From there we derive, there's a thing called Tatar Tadar. So the Torah and Tupsukim wrote Hatara and Afara. And it said, Zadavar, stick to the rules. Hatara is Hatara and Afara is Afara. Never the twain shall mix. Zadavar, the Chokhim Matir, Vain Baal Matir. So Yochel, I would make a Kabbal claim. Ma Chokhim Shein Maifer Matir, Baal Shemaifer, and Adin Shematir. Talmud Leimar, Zadavar. Chacham Matir, Vein Baal Matir. That's one brisa, Dr. Rush. Sheyachu, Ma Chacham Shein Meifer Matir. Kavuchem and Lerafcha the most of Baal Menachem. Just to show you a better svara. The Elik Siv Miuta had it not said that over. The main lawyer made him says Zabi Zab, the summer says Zabi Zab, the summer says logically, would have said, what difference does it make, husband or Chacham? Husband is like a Chacham. Boy, Elab Miuta is that over, but no longer Chacham ain't a Meifer. How do you know Chacham can't be Mefer? Meaning we would have said, logically, one can do one can do the other. They're both equal. In Kavachayim, just to make it better, Kavachayim is Adavar. Chacham Matur, Nechsev, Kriyachu, Dvaroi, Udashinon, Huwena Mechu, Avachayra Mechu, Moi. The Mashma, Sha'isa Dvar, Chulin, Umatira Mikara. He uproots it. Dr. Gemara, Ma, Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Mefer, Shiyachu. Ma baal shein matur meifer, chacham shematrein adin shemeifer, tamuloyim is adavar. Baal meifer, then chacham meifer. So there's two, Zeh Hadavar says, stick to what it says. No additions. Zeh Hadavar. It's extra two words. Zeh Hadavar. Tell me, this is it. You're learning these halachas? Chacham can be matur? That's it. Baal can be meifer? That's it.
No.
I'm baal to say. I mean, I was better than Baal because he keeps it even after Harrison, but he's a strike on the whole business. But it's the Av is the same as the Baal.
Yeah, I'm saying. Even though there's no, we don't have any.
Fine. Okay, now we're getting involved in something else. Might as well start it. Nemer Khan Zadavar. The Nemer Lalon Zadavar. Now there's a new Zerishava. says Zadavar here by the Darim. It says Zadavar also by Shchutei Chutz, which, let me explain what Shchutei Chutz is. The Pasuk in, I believe it's in Kedashim. Might be in Emor, but I think it's in Kedashim. I might be wrong. Dabar Am, Rabban of the Kobane, Soba Martalim, Zadavar Ashitiv Hashem Leimar. And it says that when you have a carbon, you cannot shecht it outside the Azara. And if one Rachman al Utman shecht it outside the Azara, he's Chayiv Karas. That's Shchutei Chutz. It says the word Zadavar. We have handed down from Sinai, Exeris Shavah. Says Zadavar by Nedarim, says Zadavar by Shchutei Chutz. What is the purpose of the two? To tell me, Ma b'Shchutei Chutz, Aaron Obana b'Kol Yisrael. Aaron and his children, all the Yidden have those halachas. There's no difference whether you're a Kayan or Yisrael or a man or a lady. It makes no difference. Whoever does Shchutei Chutz is Chayav Karas. After the Dorim, Parshas Nedarim, Aaron Obana b'Kol Yisrael. Anybody can be on a Bezin to be Matanet. We learn now Hataras Nedarim by three Hajaitis from the Xeris Shava from Shchutei Chutz. Because since by Shchutei Chutz it says all Jews, so also by Nedarim, all Jews. Even though by Nedarim it says Rashi Hamatis. Rashi Hamatis makes it sound you need more than a regular Yid. You need either a samuch or a rav, a chashiv a rav, one is muflik b'dayrai. You can't have a regular person be matir neder. Comes along the Xeris Shava and says you can. Umakan Rashi Amatis, and just like Ben Nadarim Rashi Amatis, Avla Alon Rashi Amatis, and the Gemara is going to explain it, and the Meretz Hashem will get to it tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.